This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. We begin with this. We got to talk about what went down this past a week ago today in Boston.
Oh, no.
In Boston.
What happened a week ago in Boston? Last time J-Lo and Affleck were seen
performing. So Jane's Addiction, they released a new song Wednesday called True Love. But Dave Navarro says you will, quote, likely never hear it live.
Oh, no.
And it sounds like Jane's might be done for good. And I've heard several different theories about what happened that night.
Jane had to go to rehab.
That...
I don't have the song. Damn it.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, I don't have the new one.
That Perry Farrell,
I only got a Medi-E
now. He couldn't hear, and he thought that he was getting drowned out. But that really is not.
Hey, look, there's Turtle.
It's not the guitar player's fault. That's the sound guy that didn't mix it well enough.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, when I went back and read after what had happened, they said Perry was getting aggravated because people in the front row were yelling at him to turn the effing music down. They kept cussing at it from the front. Well,
they're too old, apparently.
Yeah.
If it's too loud.
We can't effing hear you, Perry.
We can't hear you. It's like in Upper Decks at maybe at concerts too, but wrestling events, they'll put the lights on the crowd to make it look on TV like, oh, God, look at all these people here. People in the Upper Decks have the lights right in their faces. You can't see the ring. I mean, think about it. And the people are chanting, we can't see this. It's like, good Lord. Why bother going?
It's like sitting behind the stage. Why would you buy those tickets? I know somebody that did that for a concert. I'm like, what?
I had, for that the last Jelly Roll show, I had side stage. And I thought at first, like, they were like, these are great seats. You could sit on the side stage. And I was like, this is going to suck. But it was actually really cool because you got to see half of this and the other half where you see backstage and
either a special guest, you can see him walking up.
See him sitting there. It's like, oh God, that's Lainey Wilson. That's Lainey Wilson. No, it's not Lainey Wilson. Damn it.
Cone Weasel.
It's just a girl with bell bottoms on with a big butt in Greenville. Imagine that.
A good friend of mine has a box butt at Bonsecours Wellness Arena, and she's a side right by the stage.
Oh, really? Would this be a Millie Lewis, perhaps?
I need to meet this friend of yours.
Yeah. Her name is Angel. She's really sweet.
See, he's got an in right now. It's like, funny, you're Angel? I know an angel. I was told I was an angel. Let me get in the box for a little bit and watch the show.
You were touched by one. Not the good way. That was on hell. He was from Maria.
And when sit backstage, remember all those years we'd sit back and you don't really see anything?
No,
especially at CCMBM Theater.
Yeah,
there's certain places. That not that one, that but the one that they'll relate. Hey, this is VIP seating, and it's just not. Like it's just not. It's like it's a crow's nest. It's kind of like no, this sucks.
I hated that in the one place we'd go to.
That's the same place we talking about.
Yeah.
It's like this is you're making me try to feel like I'm somebody. This is not good. It's just like. This is maybe like event staff would. This is their smoking area, maybe. Like the people in yellow jackets go smoke here, and this is where we get to stand, maybe.
I like the balcony area at one club that we went to.
If you're talking about, I can't. She's doing like this.
Like, I can't even. I was trying to think which one
say
is.
Say it. It's not despairing.
The handlebar.
That's exactly. Well, yes. That's the good one. Yeah. I love that point of view.
Yeah,
right
I love
there.
That.
The handle.
And there was a bathroom upstairs.
Mm-hmm. It was convenient.
Didn't have a hole in the door.
It didn't have a hole in the door.
And the seats were comfortable.
Yep.
So it was fun. It was a good time.
I miss that place.
I do too.
I mean, I really do. There were some moments there, boy.
Playing that piano.
Yeah, there were.
Some moments.
I love how the bathroom was up front. So if you really had to blow it up,
like, the people on stage would
catch it. The people in the bar were going to catch it.
That's hilarious.
Thank God.
Oh boy.
That we did a Halloween costume there with a costume contest, and I was sick as a dog. Not like, you know, just.
Was that when you were Santa Claus?
Yes.
I remember that. Sick you as were a dog, not feeling good.
And I was like, I can't go tonight. I was like, I need you there.
I hear him saying it too.
I need you there. I was like, all right. I went up. I literally got out of my car, went up that side stage door, went up on stage. Quickly, like, spoke to a few people. Probably, well, you went up there with me, Paige, but spoke to a few people. Went up, did the contest, went off the stage, right, got in my car, went home, got in the bed dressed as Santa Claus, still. I was sick as a dog.
You weren't feeling good.
Dang it, man. Your exit's like, that's just like the exit of the racetrack where you were racing. ROQ van.
I was supposed to throw the race because it was for charity. And I was like, you know, I don't, that's not right. I don't throw races.
You went into business for yourself.
I went into business for myself, won the race, and drove right off the racetrack and went home in the same vehicle.
Like the same motion.
Yeah. It was fun. Paige got a little bit of that the other day at the bowling alley. I said, I'm going to the bathroom.
I did.
She's like, I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
And the bathroom's conveniently located.
Well, I didn't say which one. I was going to the one at my house.
Oh, we told you where to go. We thought you were going
to
go.
Well, I didn't
back.
Know how to get to hell, Paige.
No, yeah. No, I wouldn't send you there. Too many of your friends in there already.
Amen. On their way.
Yeah. Oh. I send you to purgatory first to make you think.
Purgatory.
I go to purgatory.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Marlon Wayans wants to drive his Tesla off a cliff.
Jesus. Marlon.
Everybody's an evil Knievel.
There's a reason, because Elon Musk abandoned his trans child. So this sounds like it's very convoluted, but he said this. He says,
how's quote, he going to do it?
You don't disown your babies. Love your child. And Marlon has a trans son, and he admits it was hard for him to accept this at first, but... Now he's saying, I have a Tesla that I'm about to drive off a cliff, and I don't like what he's saying about his trans child. That made me mad. You don't treat them like that.
That's when you know you got money. You're not looking to sell it first. You're looking to drive it off a cliff.
Well, then that's an accident.
How would you even do it? I guess a brick on the
That's what I've always seen in movies. They just put a brick on. But I don't know if in real life if that really.
I feel like Elon thought of that. It's something when disengaged, like as soon as it hit the water, it had floats.
Yeah.
And you couldn't sink it.
Like a hovercraft.
Yeah, really.
A Tesla hovercraft.
I think.
Space mobile.
Now, has Elon Musk said, like, if I'm his kid or whatever, and I see some of the things he said or read what he said, like, he picked some of his words wrong, but I think instead of just being fallen suit like everybody else, he's like, no, there's something here we need to is he's looking at it, I feel as though, as something that needs to be put into therapy to make sure, because this is one thing about that stuff. Why is it so, how's it marketed? Why would it be marketed? It's because you can get the top surgery or whatever, you know. But if you go full on with that, you've got to take those forever. and they and they're quite expensive. So they literally have you roped in for life to need those drugs, and they're not looking at it from a be who you are thing. They're looking at it like they do everything, big pharma. That's exactly what it is. I mean, why would it? Why else? Why else? Why all of a sudden did a certain part of the government start to care about you? Why?
It's.
But I've met people that are more comfortable being a woman, and they're still trapped in a
but they're adults.
The children. I understand.
So I think as a kid, you know, a kid's just trying to look. You're in fifth grade. They're like, "Who do you want to? What do you want to be when you grow up? We're going to do a job shadowing program." Wow, I'm 12. I have no clue. I don't want to ever work. I'm going to live with my parents forever. And then you get in high school, like, I never want to live with my parents. So okay, what am I going to do now? And I think instead of him just going, I don't want to even say woke, but just following suit, saying, you know what? I don't know why they're even thinking about sex at that age. Most dudes, like y'all just women, when you're a little girl or whatever, not being gross, but when you're a little girl, do you think boys are, right? And guys, right? Well, boys are like,
well,
girls
are
gross.
They are kind of ooh.
But it's not a, it's never brought up as a sexual thing. Mm-mm. It's more or less like, you know, it's, but it's how it's laid out. It's how Rosie Rivet. Women, get ready to go to work. Why? Why? It, because the men were at war. Well, why get women propped up? Because inflation went up, and you had to have both people working in the home to make it in America. Yeah. So they made it as a pride thing. Like, we can do this too. We're going to go to work. It's because you have to now because of inflation, and the boys are at war. And women were at war too, but that's the grand scheme of it was – not as the government never cares about you. I mean, it sucks, but they don't care about your feelings. It's always a greater scheme, and that's the way they made everybody feel about it. Women didn't want to. I wouldn't know if I was a woman, I'd be like, dude, I'm staying at the house. I'll have you a martini ready when you get home.
Extra dirty.
But they're like, no, women.
I've never known that life.
Women used to get arrested for smoking in public. So a group of women got together in the Macy's Day Parade back in the 20s or 30s. They got arm in arm smoking cigarettes and marched through the parade.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Publicity stunt. Chesterfield Cigarettes paid them to do that. They looked at it as a freedom march. It was a freaking ad. Chesterfield. I'll Google it and find out for sure.
Let's get that at a local Christmas parade. Everybody smoked.
Paige, get a bunch of women to smoke cigarettes at the Greenville Poinsettia Parade this year.
The horse smoke. Let him do it too.
Oh, well, they got it in Savannah. They got a horse. They'll let you feed beer.
I think horses like beer.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a song about that by
Stay Drunk.
Toby Keith.
I knew a horse that liked it.
Yeah.
And sugar. Sugar cubes.
Jesus.
You don't want a diabetic horse. You don't want their legs to fall off. A diabetic horse?
Yeah.
I don't know. They now can have Tourette's, or not Tourette's.
Oh, my God.
Nay! No, what is it?
The Tourette's horse.
Down syndrome.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
Tiger.
Animals
tiger.
With, well, yeah, but I guess
can he spell with a U?
I don't think a frog can get Down syndrome or like a spider.
Well, if they're inbred, yes, maybe.
Oh, are animals inbred?
Like that's what they're saying. Did you not read about that tiger may have been inbred?
Yeah, but don't animals usually know, like, hey, this ain't cool, like.
Yeah, because there's only like one particular, you know, I need to.
You're my cat brother.
There's only one species of animal outside of human beings that science says are gay. Like animals gay. Like, no, it's usually a dominance thing, or it's a, they don't look at it as a choice. You know what I'm saying?
That's even confusing too. Because
I'm not saying it correct.
What exactly is gay? Like, is it a lifestyle? Or?
Well, I think it's more than sex. I think you actually are attracted to that person and you fall in love with that person. Most people that I know that are gay have loving relationships with people.
Well, yeah, it's
not just a perversion. It's the way you're wired. Like,
yeah, I don't mean it. I definitely don't mean it in a hateful way.
No, I didn't. I didn't say that. I said it's something you can't control.
Right.
So many questions now, man. It's like everything is hard to figure out.
God, look, you look up. I just Googled, can animals? Can animals, I'm serious, can animals be gay? Can animals have Down syndrome? Can animals have autism? Is my dog allergic to me?
What? Yes.
Can
yes,
animals
yes,
see
yes.
infrared light? Do animals cry? Do animals get cancer?
Wow.
Do animals cry?
They do cry.
Yeah. How would a horse have autism? I wonder.
Because it was inbred.
You're not supposed to eat horses.
Always comes back to the inbreeding.
That's her answer for everything.
Well, you have too many.
What's up with so-and-so's forehead? I think they're inbred.
Too many of the same chromosomes.
You want that extra one, I always heard.
As long as none of them are bent, you should be all right. I think. Was I Googling? Oh, yeah.
All right, then. Well, if you have what? Okay, never mind.
Oh.
I get you.
Mm.
Get the little,
okay, according to AI overview on Google, which animal has the most percentage of possibly being gay?
It's got to be a lion. Look at their hair.
Paige?
Oh, boy.
It's actually kind of interesting. It's kind of like a...
Dolphins.
No. You're going to have...
Is it a bird?
Jethro and... no, it's a plane. No, about 10% of male domesticated sheep show a consistent preference for other men than the females when in heat.
Really?
But it also, I think it could be construed as dominance, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do they fight?
I've had dogs. I've had bulls? A goat. I've had many animals hump my leg. I don't think they're attracted to my backside.
No.
Otherwise, hump at.
That's a dominant thing if they're doing it to you.
I mean, don't.
And you're the biggest. Yeah. One in the yard.
Yeah, it's like...
They're trying to take you down.
Just because they would pee on you doesn't mean that they don't like you.
They're just marking their territory.
Like, what's up, man? You're in my place. It's like if you go try to sell drugs on the wrong corner.
Mm-hmm.
They won't pee on you, but they'll wet your shirt up.
The horse is going to hump your leg now.
Oh, do you imagine?
It might bagpipe you.
You imagine if you just walked out in the yard and the horse is walking around on its hind legs? Like, God bless.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to get up and down. I've never seen that.
It looks very painful for them to sit down and also stand up. Because their legs are, they're like a dog's legs, like how they'll bend this way and that, you know? So when they go to get up, it looks like it's so hard.
But they sit doggy style too, right?
They sit horsey style, like the sauce from Long John Silver.
Donkey style.
Yeah. You won't ever think about that the same way. Wait, why do they ever call it horsey sauce?
I don't know, but it stinks.
All right, well, I'm painting those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Yeah, that's a nail in the horse's zone.
Smells like hell.
It does. I like the malt vinegar.
Ooh, that sounds like it would stink.
Malt.
Yeah, right now, I'd love to have a little carton of Krispies just doused in the malt.
Oh, God, that was a side item. It might still be.
Remember, you could ask for it for free, and they start upcharging you on that crap.
Yeah.
Like Chick-fil-A with their Polynesian sauce and bastards. All right, we will take a break. 79 cents, too. My God. We take a break. We come back. I'm telling you, don't do two Red Bulls in 4 hours. Seriously, that's a PSA for me right now.
Racing.
My heart is racing, and I don't want to quit talking. 1-800-774-0093. More Rise Guys right after this. Good morning.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRG's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, plus P1 approved on-demand audio, or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ciao.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Screenshot sent in by you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@aol.com. And a reminder, as always, names change to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. In about 1 hour, I don't know if you're going to see that pretty smile on that pretty face.
No.
I'm pointing to Paige, but it's not. Oh, there it is. I forgot where I was on the screen. Right there. God, I have a long finger.
We have to.
Very E.T. looking.
Hey, you do. Kind of glows.
Phone home.
Yeah.
Long finger.
Paige will be getting her pigskin punishment today.
Yay.
Yeah, we're going to have to fix her angle, too, when we do it.
Like, yes, we are. Also, like.
Get up on you. Push up on
you. We'll talk about it later and more in depth, but there's something very interesting. Because it's like, hey, we're going to do this dastardly thing to you on the radio. Wear clothes you don't care about. And look what she wears.
Look at that. Repping the brand, bruh.
She wears a shirt with me on it. As a way to...
Trying to be psychology.
Just going to draw some attention to those.
I'm trying to be psychology. You know what? Nice. I'm trying to be physical education. Take it, social studies.
I'm trying to make you not want to hurt your own face in your shirt. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Hello to everyone in the chat. We're live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys, YouTube at The Rise Guys, and then the other one shortly thereafter. Okay. Here we go. Scene one. Playing the role of Terry is Paige. Playing the role of Dawn is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Phillips is Matt Man. And playing the role of Tiger is also Fat Boy. And action.
Old Terry.
You Terry, Paige,
oh,
remember?
I'm sorry, I rolled down. Okay. Terry posts a pic of a refrigerator for sale and the Blank County for sale Facebook page. Here's a mini fridge for sale. That one is of bigger mini fridges. It runs good and gets cool, but I can't get it to get really cold like it should. Asking $140 or best offer, OBO.
I mean, hell, you ought to unplug it for a few days and then plug it back in to see if it gets colder.
How about $10? I'll definitely give you $10 for it, but not much higher than that.
I mean, yeah, without it cooling, it's going to be a tough sale for over $30, I think.
I wouldn't mind having one of these myself.
It's not working, though, so there's that.
Definitely fixable, though.
Look, people, if y'all don't want it, don't comment. It's a new fridge with stickers, but I just can't get it cool and can't fool with this. This is a deal.
Well, it ain't worth a damn dollar if it don't cool right, though.
Then you don't have to get it. Move on to the next post, please. Thank you.
Man, kids today, I swear, rolling eye emoji.
Yeah. I'm a grown-up, grown-ass adult, okay? Not a kid, so goodbye. Have a nice night. Smelling hand emoji or facepalm emoji.
I don't know what that emoji is either. Are they smelling the palm of their hand or are they palming their hand?
I think they are, really, actually.
Anyway, Dawn.
Phillips, my advice to you is you better back off my damn daughter right now. You need to be popped in the damn mouth with disrespect. Keep running that blank holster you call a mouth, and you can see me out in any damn parking lot you want. Got it?
Damn. Well, this took a turn.
Well, he has no respect, and he don't know who he's messing with. I'll call his eyes out over my daughter.
Are you threatening me on social media? You do realize now that it is illegal to threaten people on social media, right? All I did was state my damn opinion on the refrigerator. I didn't say anything after she said goodbye. Why, I simply let it go. But I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here on Facebook and let you spout off at that fat ass mouth, you old bitch.
You heard what I said. You got no business with her, so leave her be. I was talking to you, moron. Call it a threat if you want. I don't care. I mean what I say, by God, and you don't want to find out.
What am I going to do? Why, fight an old woman?
You ain't going to fight anybody, man or woman. Because you ain't got the damn balls to step to anybody.
You know what? Good luck to you getting out of the car, Mama Grape. You probably drive with your gut, don't you? Crying, laughing emoji?
Yeah, keep talking. Don't worry about me. I could get out of my car just fine.
Man, this is going a bit too far, buddy. I mean, you might want to dial it back, man.
And who the hell are you? Her security? Or you trying to get in her size 4XL pants? If she threw her panties at you, it would take you a damn hour to find your way out. Crying, laughing emojis about.
Oh, my God, Mama. What did you do?
I ain't going to stand for the disrespect.
Well, you better. Because your fat-ass mom ain't going to stand for anything longer than 10 seconds. Crying, laughing emoji.
Damn it, enough's enough. You better shut the blank up.
What are you going to do? Ride her fat-ass into the parking lot and joust me with her big chicken leg? Crying, laughing emoji? No.
Terry, is this fridge still for sale?
Yeah, I still got it.
Good. Because I'm going to buy it today and shove it up this guy's ass.
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you just simply buy a compass and try to shove it up her mother's ass instead?
Oh. And scene.
Oh, wow.
All over a mini fridge.
Must be a good one. Seems to be a popular gift these days to see them everywhere.
Well, college. Probably why.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you're going to tech, you got to take it with you.
Hear that, kids? You don't get a full-size refrigerator unless you graduate college. That's the way it works.
You get half. Halfsies.
That's why Fat Boy stayed in so long. He wanted to get that fridge.
I got a few. You get one per year of service. God, I was in college more than most people were in the military.
Like you,
damn near.
You should have a pension from college.
You should.
In some way.
There should be an honorable.
What is it they call it when you're a professor and you can't be fired?
Oh, you have tenure.
Is that okay? Is that what it is?
Tenure
it's not
student.
Some kind of emeritus or something?
It might
he's
be. Some kind of emeritus.
Perpetual Latin student. His
word. You're a professor of Emirates. From yes. Emirates, one of those.
Something like that. All right. Scene number two. I'm scrolling down. Scene number two. Playing the role of Brantley will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Gilbert will be Matt Man. Playing the role of Kane will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Robbie will be Paige. And action.
Oh, yeah, I see how it is. I mean, your boys has to come up and all you so-called fake friends want to talk blank behind your dude's back. Well, that's how it is. Well, I ain't scared. I'll start calling y'all out right here for every Robbie to see.
WTF, bro. I didn't do anything.
Nah, dude, you good? Don't even worry about it. I was using talk to text, and, well, I thought it said Robbie, but I said every Robbie.
LOL. I think I get it, but you did it again.
Ah, my bad, bro. Go ahead, call me out. I'm right here waiting to throw the blank down, bro.
Nah, bro, I know for a fact he's trying to talk about me, so step on back. I got this drama damn locked down, saying.
Oh, come TF on, dude. Ain't nobody worrying about your soft ass.
You want to talk about a soft ass? I bet you found out about that when you was locked up, did you? Nah.
Yeah, you so soft. You ain't never, ever been locked up.
Yeah, well, so what? I can't be hard because I never got locked up. Maybe I'm just smarter than y'all. You ever thought about that?
Yeah, you ain't smarter than dog blame, but you keep thinking you hard till you find out you ain't.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll send you a birthday card next time you locked up when I'm just chilling at the house.
Long as you put that $10 in my communist like a good bitch.
Oh, okay. I'll just stop by to check on your old lady as well. Why am I talking like Dusty Rhodes? I just stop by and check on your old lady and them kids, too.
And we ain't even together. Only thing stopping you from hitting her up right now is you scared of me.
Bitch, please.
We'll see who's the bitch. Every real man I know did time. Oh, soft-ass little boy trying to act like grown-ups. SMH. Damn, y'all, calm the blank down. I wasn't talking about neither one of y'all stupid asses over here arguing about who did time like a couple dudes ain't never been off the mill here. Well, if we good, who you talking about? I don't know. But WTF did you and Gilbert say about me behind my back? I ain't heard about it yet.
I didn't say anything. I just thought somebody was, you know, lying on me again.
Just like a little bitch. Trying to lie when it got called out? LOL. Yeah, right. What else? Bro, I straight up told Kelly you changed since you got that come up. I ain't trying to hide from it. Well, did you mean it? Or were you just talking blank trying to get some blanky? I mean kind of both. Whatever. I don't really give a blank.
So you mad at?
Damn, dude. Will you mind your own business and get out of mine?
Insane.
That had to be,
I know. that's very hard to do when you're talking to yourself.
Yeah.
And you end up talking under both accents or whatever.
Well, you lose them back and forth. Like, I forgot I was supposed to be this guy.
What you just heard was real. Real Facebook argument. Screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And as always, name changed to protect the innocent. The guilty.
And the stupid.
This has been another edition.
Please, my friend.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Break
it down. Live from callrob.com studios here in a very wet Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on September 27th. Happy birthday.
Suck it.
I thought Paige was going to suck it. I sucked it yesterday.
I thought she'd suck it. Heck yeah.
You just made a lot of people smile just in the page.
Hey, can you, what? That's fine.
Oh, what?
I handed you some papers earlier.
Yep.
That's a weekend birthdays. But if you can't find it, that's fine because there I got go.
It. I didn't look either if I get it every
teeter,
single
teeter,
one
teeter,
right.
Teeter, teeter.
Full dude.
Full dude. We got a lot of Friday birthdays today. Let's start with those, actually.
You know what's weird about Instagram? You go look at one picture of a girl wearing them high-waisted bikini bottoms. You know, the ones I love. They go all the way up the side real high.
Oh, yeah.
And then they just start feeding them to you.
Oh, dang.
It's like everything on here now is that.
That's it. Look.
So if I'm distracted during this.
I looked at
the first time.
Looked up that funny video of the chick who was breastfeeding her kid at the Walmart.
Yeah,
but she just like pulls it out and then like it's so big that he's like bouncing it like a basketball.
Uh huh.
It's supposed to be a funny video. Now I get breastfeeding videos.
See?
And you know what though?
God has a
by sometimes that proxy, the way Meta is, they market toward, they mirror it. So if you are interested in something, the 10 to 25 people that you interact with most on Instagram will also be aware. It'll feed over to theirs.
Is it feeding?
You're why I'm seeing all these babies.
It's feeding on yours. I'm like, hey, I noticed the kid's eating, but I noticed you got one open too. And
oh, Lord.
I'm hungry.
See, when you do that, let the kid eat first. Go ahead.
Weird. There's so many. I couldn't. There's no way I could pull music for all these. You want to guess Jenna Ortega?
Oh, I love her taco shells. They're great.
She's a star on the rise. I really do like the wide ones. The Ortega deep cuts.
The ones that you don't have to put on a stupid holder that'll just sit there by itself. Yeah, I do too.
You can pack them full of meat.
Jenna Ortega.
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 If you don't know her, she's Wednesday on Wednesday.
She's really pretty.
She does that real sexy dance.
She's also in the new Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice, can't say his name three times.
No, she's playing the role of Doohickey's daughter. Everyone loves Doohickey. 24 or 5? I'll take either or. 24 or 25.
23.
Oh, she's 22. Paige is close.
Son of a gun.
Let's do Avril Lavigne.
Avril.
Used to be married to
Sum 41. Kroger. Oh, yeah.
Actually, him too.
Yeah, Sum 41 lead singer.
Derek Wembley.
That guy with the lip.
They broke up allegedly.
Was it a hair lip or was he trying to do the Billy Idol thing?
It was a fat lip.
Was that what it was?
Snarl.
Hey, man. What's up? What? It's like I'm dipping backwards. I put the dip up in my upper lip.
Yes, you do. You put the dip up in your lip.
Why are you looking at me like that? Well, I'm not referencing what you think when I say that either, fat boy. Why are you looking at me like that? I'm dipping in my upper lip.
Why are you laughing at me, funny?
Avril Lavigne, let's just say probably like 42. She's definitely in her 40s. I remember that. Paige?
I'm thinking.
Oh, we'll be here all day.
Avril Lavigne.
It's 43.
It's a big one for Avril.
50.
40.
Oh.
50. I got to play this one because I want to hear this one of my jams here. Because this gentleman is.
Is it Weezy's birthday?
It is Weezy's birthday.
He looks like. He looks like something from Star Wars now.
He said it really hurt his feelings that he's not going to be a part of the Super Bowl halftime show in New Orleans.
Well, he's been in them before, though.
Juvenile had harsher words. But Lil Wayne was a little more polished in his response.
Oh. What does Juventud Guerrero think about all this? I will say Weezy is 44 years old. Paige?
46.
Oh, hits like the block is hot. Lil Wayne is 42.
Wow.
Yeah.
I knew he was close to me.
I hope Dame Dash buys him a Rolls Royce Cybertruck. It's not even a thing, but he'll get one done for him.
Can he?
Probably. I don't know. Wasn't that the thing came out that his money was a farce? That he was combining all these different things.
There had some issues with Jay-Z, and that relationship didn't really end that well.
No. He's probably glad of that now.
This gentleman will play in the rain, unlike Ghost. Brad Arnold. From Three Doors Down.
Oh, man. I feel like every time somebody has a birthday, it turns to their looks. But is he cross-eyed?
I don't know.
Why is that such a bad thing to ask?
I mean, you got to know. If you keep staring at somebody, they want to know why. Yeah. Like, man, buddy, I can't figure out if you cross-eyed or if you got a hair.
Can't tell if there was a gnat on the end of your nose you were staring at or what. Brad Arnold from Three Doors Down. Not two, but three. Yeah. Is 58. He's been around a bit.
57.
Brad is 46 years old.
Good God.
We got so many.
I'm older than him.
Yep.
Well, he's I have a lazy ass. Who are you?
He's a nice man.
We'll guess one more because we can't get all of them. We got so many on the weekend. So let's go with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, wow.
She's got a birthday today.
Ms. Goop.
Yeah, Ms. Goop. Who says she don't want to let people doo-doo at her house anymore. I did read that.
How could you stop people from doo-dooing at your house?
She ain't going to let you do it.
Is this one or two?
I don't really. Like her. My version of her, I don't like her ethics on certain things. I don't like a lot about her.
Yeah.
But I like a lot about her. Like, I like her entrepreneurial ways. Like, that Goop
She's
thing.
Smart.
She made more with that than she ever made with movies. It's insane.
I like how she only wanted a dollar from the guy that she countersued.
That she sued?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she don't need the money.
So I wanted to tell her to suck it, but I do appreciate what she's done. 52.
49.
That is a great guess. Gwyneth Paltrow is 52 years old today.
Look at me.
Happy heavenly birthday today.
Oh.
To whom?
Meatloaf, Marvin a Day.
You think the guy who made a career out of an album about hell?
Didn't we have Meatloaf on?
Yep.
He re-released it a bunch.
Yep.
Said he got the name from his high school football coach.
Don't let you Meatloaf.
His name was Robert Paulson. He would have been 77 years old also. Mr. Diabetes.
Wilford.
Oh. Wilford Brimley would have been 90.
I know. When he passed away, I was like, you know what? The silver lining here is that I could be maybe the new face of diabetes. And then Anthony Anderson had to come forward. So good boy.
Anthony, you ruined it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, happy heavenly birthday Saturday, Mr. Ed Sullivan would have been 123.
Really big shoe.
And we got Sunday, Jerry Lee Lewis would have been 89 years old.
Oh, man. He was into Kissing Cousins.
You know who's got a birthday Sunday?
A lot of cousins, in fact.
Who? There's a lot of people, but...
Oh! We're out of time. Andrew Dice Clay.
Yep, he's got a birthday Sunday.
Hickory Dickory Dock. I'm going to say that he is going to be 72 now.
65.
67.
Oh!
Nice man.
Abraham Lincoln was a good old man. Jumped out the window with his blank in his hand. Said, excuse me, ladies. I'm doing my duty. So pull down your blank and give me some booty.
You sure you said ladies?
I had the tape. I had the tape.
Oh, okay.
Andrew Dice Clay, nursery rhyme.
Little Miss Muffet sat on the
He did a prison tape duet with David Allan Coe. We're going to play that Monday's show.
Do you think could he still smoke like that? I can't get my arm around that way. There's no way. God, look, both of you can. I can't do it.
There's no way to do it both ways. No, I can't. Yeah. I can't go with the left, but I could the right. But you know why? I work my right hand more.
I would have to have a Virginia Slim. I could probably do it that way.
A Sterling lives longer.
Oh, man. You say that, and I'm thinking. Remember what people would call Virginia Slim?
Yes.
Yep. Ah. Yeah. You're laughing right now listening, aren't you? And you're gross. I'd like to say that I hope the building doesn't float away on Monday. If it does, I'll just find my studio. I'll use the Find My Studio app and see where it floated to.
I hope the burger joint's open.
Might move down the fountain. The burger joint.
I gotta have lunch, man.
Oh, yeah.
I need my lunch spots to open up.
Yeah. I thought you were going to go to the Y today.
I know one's got a generator because you got to drive past it to go to the window.
Yeah, like, I know. I've gotten a bunch of texts. People saying, don't have power, don't have power, don't have power. And I'm like, you know, I've wondered, like, how many people really are even listening. Because we're off the air. We're just live streaming on the internet. But if people don't have power, you may just hear this in the future. I'd like to say, this is hard times.
Hard times, baby.
But hopefully by now, the rain has subsided, if you will.
Plus, if you didn't pay the power bill, are you trying to sneak in like you got an outage? Like, hey, I got an outage over here. And they're like, no. You're not going to pull one on us, buddy.
You're being passive-aggressive toward me right now. That's fine. You know what? I admit this. I forgot to pay the power bill. Mine. And at the farm. And they turned it off. And my daughter's like, hey, I think the power's out. I said, go look at the neighbors. They're all on. I said, oopsies.
They're all on.
Oopsies. So I knocked that out.
You got cows in the dark.
Well, they live outside. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Be careful whatever you do. Wash your hands or just hang them out the window. God bless America. It is good.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text The Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Break it down.
Live from callrob.com studios here in a very wet Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on September 27th. Happy birthday.
Suck it.
I thought Paige was going to suck it. I sucked it yesterday.
I thought she'd suck it.
I'll suck it.
Heck yeah.
You just made a lot of people smile just then, Paige.
Hey, can you, you know what? That's fine.
Oh, what?
I handed you some papers earlier.
Yep.
That's some weekend birthdays. But if you can't find it, that's fine because there I got go. It.
I didn't look either if I get it every
teeter,
single
teeter,
one
teeter,
right.
Teeter, teeter.
Bull do.
Bull do. We got a lot of Friday birthdays today. Let's start with those, actually.
You know what's weird about Instagram? You go look at one picture of a girl wearing them high-waisted bikini bottoms, you know, the ones I love, they go all the way up the side real high.
Oh, yeah.
And then they just start feeding them to you.
Oh, dang.
It's like everything on here now is that.
That's a look.
So if I'm distracted during this,
I looked at looked up that funny video of the chick who was breastfeeding her kid at the Walmart.
Yeah,
but
she
just like pulls it out and then like it's so big that he's like bouncing it like a basketball.
Uh huh.
It's supposed to be a funny video. Now I get breastfeeding videos.
See?
And you know what though?
God has a
by sometimes that proxy, the way Meta is, they market toward, they mirror it. So if you are interested in something, the 10 to 25 people that you interact with most on Instagram will also be aware. It'll feed over to theirs.
Is it feeding?
You're why I'm seeing all these
babies. It's feeding on yours. I'm like, hey, I noticed your kid's eating, but I noticed you got one open too. And
oh, Lord.
I'm hungry.
See, when you do that, let the kid eat first. Go ahead.
Weird. There's so many. I couldn't. There's no way I could pull music for all these. You want to guess Jenna Ortega?
I love her taco shells. They're great.
She's a star on the rise. I really do like the wide ones. Or take a deep cut.
The ones that you don't have to put on a stupid holder that'll just sit there by itself. Yeah, I do too.
You can pack them full of meat.
Jenna Ortega.
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 If you don't know her, she's Wednesday on
She
Wednesday.
Really pretty.
She does that real sexy dance.
She's also in the new Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice, can't say his name three times.
No, she's playing the role of Doohickey's daughter. Everyone loves Doohickey. 24 or 5. I'll take either or. 24 or 25.
23.
Oh, she's 22. Paige is close.
Son of a gun.
Let's do Avril Lavigne.
Avril.
Used to be married to
Chad Kroeger. Oh, yeah.
Actually, him too.
Yeah, Sum 41 lead singer.
Oh, Derek Wembley.
That guy with the lip.
They broke up allegedly.
He had was it a hair lip or was he trying to do the Billy Idol thing?
It was a fat lip.
Was that what it was?
Snarl.
Yeah, man. What's up? Like I'm dipping backwards. I put the dip up in my upper lip.
Yes, you do. You put the dip up in your lip.
Why are you looking at me like that? Well, I'm not referencing what you think when I say that either, fat boy. Why are you looking at me like that? I'm dipping in my upper lip.
Why are you laughing at me, funny?
Avril Lavigne, let's just say probably like 42. She's definitely in her 40s. I remember that. Paige?
I'm thinking.
We'll be here all day.
Avril Lavigne.
It's 43.
It's a big one for Avril.
50.
40.
Oh.
50. I got to play this one because I want to hear this one of my jams here. Because this gentleman is.
Is it Wheezy's birthday?
It is Wheezy's birthday.
He looks like. He looks like something from Star Wars now.
He said it really hurt his feelings that he's not going to be a part of the Super Bowl halftime show in New Orleans.
Well, he's been in them before, though.
Juvenile had harsher words, but Lil Wayne was a little more polished in his response.
Oh. What does Juventud Guerrero think about all this? I will say Wheezy is 44 years old. Paige?
46.
Oh, hits like the block is hot. Lil Wayne is 42.
Wow.
Yeah.
I knew he was close to me.
I hope Dame Dash buys him a Rolls Royce Cybertruck. It's not even a thing, but he'll get one done for him.
Can he?
Probably. I don't know. Wasn't that thing came out that his money was a farce? That he was combining all these different things?
Or had some issues with Jay-Z and that relationship didn't really end that well?
No. He's probably glad of that now.
This gentleman will play in the rain, unlike Ghost. Brad Arnold from Three Doors Down.
Oh, man. I feel like every time somebody has a birthday, it turns to their looks. But is he cross-eyed?
I don't know.
Why is that such a bad thing to ask?
I mean, you got to know. If you keep staring at somebody, they want to know why. Yeah. But, I mean, buddy, I can't figure out if you cross-eyed or if you got a hair.
Can't tell if there was a gnat on the end of your nose you were staring at or what. Brad Arnold from Three Doors Down, not two, but three, is 58. Oh. He's been around a bit.
57.
Brad is 46 years old.
Good God.
We got so many.
I'm older than him.
Yep.
Well, I have a lazy ass. Who are you?
He's a nice man.
We'll guess one more because we can't get all of them. We got this so many on the weekend. So let's go with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, wow.
She's got a birthday today.
Ms. Goop.
Yeah, Ms. Goop, who says she don't want to let people doo-doo at her house anymore. I did read that.
How could you stop people from doo-dooing at her house?
She ain't going to let you do it.
Is this one or two?
I don't like her. My version of her, I don't like her ethics on certain things. I don't like a lot about her.
Yeah.
But I like a lot about her. Like, I like her entrepreneurial ways. Like, that Goop
She's
thing.
Smart.
She made more with that than she ever made with movies. It's insane.
I like how she only wanted a dollar from the guy that she countersued.
That she sued?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she don't need the money.
So I wanted to tell her to suck it, but I do appreciate what she's done. 52.
49.
That is a great guess. Wrong. Gwyneth Paltrow is 52 years old today.
Look at me.
Happy heavenly birthday today.
Oh.
To who?
Meatloaf, Marvin a Day.
You think the guy who made a career out of an album about hell?
Didn't we have Meatloaf on?
Yep.
He re-released it a bunch.
Yep.
Said he got the name from his high school football coach.
Don't let your meatloaf.
His name was Robert Paulson. He would have been 77 years old also. Mr. Diabetes.
Ah, Wilford.
Wilford Brimley would have been 90.
I know. When he passed away, I was like, what? The silver lining here is that I could be maybe the new face of diabetes. And then Anthony Anderson had to come forward.
Anthony, you ruined it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, happy heavenly birthday Saturday, Mr. Ed Sullivan would have been 123.
Really big shoe.
And we got Sunday, Jerry Lee Lewis would have been 89 years old.
Oh, man. He was into kissing cousins.
You know who's got a birthday Sunday?
A lot of cousins, in fact. Who?
There's a lot of people, but... Oh!
We're out of time. Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, he's got a birthday Sunday.
Hickory Dickory Dock. I'm going to say that he is going to be 72 now.
65.
67. Oh!
Dice man.
Abraham Lincoln was a good old man. Jumped out the window with his blank in his hand. Said, excuse me, ladies. I'm doing my duty. So pull down your blank and give me some booty.
You sure you said ladies?
I had the tape.
Oh, okay.
Andrew Dice Clay, nursery rhyme.
Little Miss Muffet said.
He did a prison tape duet with David Allan Coe. We're going to play that Monday show.
Do you think he's... Could he still smoke like that? I can't get my arm around that way. There's no way. God, look, both of you can. I can't do it.
There's no way to do it both ways. No, I can't. I can't go with the left, but I could the right. But you know why? I work my right hand more.
I would have to have a Virginia Slim. I could probably do it that way.
A Sterling lives longer.
Oh, man. You say that, and I was thinking... Remember what people would call Virginia Slim?
Yes.
Yep. You're laughing right now listening, aren't you? And you're gross. I'd like to say that I hope the building doesn't float away on Monday. If it does, I'll just find my studio. I'll use the Find My Studio app and see where it floated to.
I hope the burger joint's open.
Might move down the fountain in the burger joint.
I got to have lunch, man.
Oh, yeah.
I need my lunch spots to open up.
Yeah. I thought you were going to go to the Y today.
I know one's got a generator because you got to drive past it to go to the window.
Yeah, like, I know. I've gotten a bunch of texts. People saying, don't have power. And I'm like, I've wondered, how many people really are even listening. Because we're off the air. We're just live streaming on the internet. But if people don't have power, you may just hear this in the future. I'd like to say... This is hard times.
Hard times, baby.
But hopefully by now the rain has subsided, if you will.
Plus, if you didn't pay the power bill, are you trying to sneak in like you got an outage? Like, hey, I got an outage over here. And they're like, no. You're not going to pull one on us, buddy.
You're being passive-aggressive toward me right now. That's fine. You know what? I'll admit this. I forgot to pay the power bill. Mine. And at the farm. And they turned it off. And my daughter's like, hey, I think the power's out. I said, go look at the neighbors. They're all on. I said, oopsies.
They're all on.
Oopsies. So I knocked that out.
You got cows in the dark.
Well, they live outside. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Be careful whatever you do. Wash your hands or just hang them out the window. God bless America. It is good.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.